Pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost, then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Haynesfield is a grade one stakes winner and a millionaire by one of the nation's premier sires, Sprightstown. Eclipse Award winner Sprightstown, he was a champion sprinter, currently ranks third on the North American sire list after ranking number two. I fell short of that, of being number one by some $70,000 in 2013. Haynesfield won stakes at 2, 3, 4, and 5 every year he raced. He won the historic Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup and handed Breeders' Cup Classic winner Blame His Lone Defeat in 2012. He won 8 stakes. He won 10 of his 19 starts. He won a distance from 6.5 furlongs to a mile and a quarter. He earned $1,319,481. He was dead game. He was fast. He was durable. And he is not only by a superb sire, he's out of a stakes-winning mare from a family that has given us literally dozens of superior stakes winners. The first foal by Haynesfield are yearlings this year. There are 5 in the Fasig Tipton July sale. Take a good look, because Haynesfield has all the prerequisites to become a success at stud. He stands for $10,000 live foal of Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and it's a very nice morning here at the Clocker Stand at the Thoroughbred Center. And pretty busy morning so far. Got here in time to help clock a little bit. And we're doing the renovation break right now. They're working on the track. We've got a half an hour before the all hell breaks loose.
It certainly does break loose.
And it looks like it's going to. And one of us will probably have to get up, either Jackie or I. See how
probably
it works
me.
Out. Probably Jackie to go out and help clock.
Looks like about 40 something so far.
Before the break, that means about that
page and a third.
I think last week she said it was 198 or 101 or something like that.
I don't think you could do 198.
Well, I meant 98 or 100.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll tune in here.
Wake up, will you?
Whoa.
Well, she got a birthday coming up. That's the reason. Mars Jackie's birthday.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've got
sad day.
I've got to take her out to dinner. We're discussing on where to go.
Yes, yeah. Somewhere good.
Yeah, okay. I was recommending Walmart, but whatever you call it, not Wal. Big Macs.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's. No.
There you go.
No.
Yeah, trying to save a buck.
Starts with a D, and it's downtown.
Okay. All Dudley, right. So. Well, what are we going to do today? Well, Shane Doyle is supposed to stop by here sometime this first hour. He's manager of the Watercress Farm over in, it's on 460 between Paris and Georgetown, but I don't know if it's in Scott or Fayette County or Bourbon County.
I don't either.
I'm trying to place. Now, I talked to Karen, who's over there also on the phone, and she tried to explain it to me, and she's about like you, Jackie. She can't give directions either.
You don't get directions. I give beautiful directions.
Oh, you don't.
I do. So.
You get confused. You get confused with details, you know. You go to the third tree, you know, look to your right. If you don't look to your right, look at the left for the fourth tree, you know. Then you go 150 yards and start looking for, you know, that's the way we go. It's owned by
hands on the wheel or something.
It's owned by Fred Hertrich, and I'm not mistaken, I think Karen told me that he has a farm up in Maryland too, where he raises trotters. And they've raised some nice horses over there. Well, we'll talk to Shane when he gets in here. He's got a nice Irish accent, so hope it's better than Jimmy Cargan's.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Cargan just lays it on extra thick when you're around.
I believe he does. Michael Blowen will be in sometime, and Dr. Steve Alday is supposed to come in during the second hour, And, of course, he's got a nice, he's a veterinarian, a racetrack vet, and he is the inventor of Reborn and
Lubricin.
And Lubricin, of which we both take pretty regularly now. Lubricin, you've been taking, yeah, it's
good stuff.
Yeah, it's a, keeps me getting out of bed every morning.
Yeah, so. I think I can tell if I forget for a few days or something for some reason.
I know Wise Dan trains on it, and he would, hopefully Charlie Lepreski can come in with him. If not, we're going to try to get Charlie on the phone.
That'd be fun.
And we shall see. I'd like to get him in person because, you know, I don't like phone interviews or anything. So we'll get it done. Then Michael Blowen will be here from Old Friends. Of course, Steve Moody, they're running a couple of stakes down at Churchill today. Of course, he's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. They're running the Grade 2 Firecracker and the Grade 3 Bashford Manor. We got Jackie's announcements, of course. Going to do a little history. Might look at some of the past winners of the Mother Goose. They're running the Mother Goose today, one of the stakes up at Belmont. And we'll look at the first one. Was one, well, the stakes not that old. 1957 was the first one.
Really?
Yeah, a filly named Outer Space won it. I remember Outer Space very well. She was, one of Saggy's claims, other claims to fame besides Carry Bag. It was, Saggy did all right.
Yeah.
Know, for the opportunities he got. And then, E. Dune, a Royal Charger filly that won at the next race, the next year. That was 1958, so we might look at her. Quill, daughter of Prince Quill, 1959. There have been some top fillies win that thing.
I have a question.
Okay.
He's so enthusiastic.
Go ahead.
Does Churchill Downs still own Ellis Park?
No.
Okay. They bought Ellis Park years ago so they could take the 4th of July from Ellis Park. Remember, they wanted that big racing weekend.
If that's why they bought it, but go ahead. I don't
know. Well, that was one of the reasons.
I remember when that happened, yeah.
Okay. So, when does Churchill end?
Well, I don't know, but Ellis has got the 4th, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just wondered.
Okay. And let's see. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week's show. We've had... I believe it's 10 winners since last week's show. Yeah, that gives a total of 37 so far that were trained here that have won, and 37 this month, I should say. Akiko Gothard, Jesse Cardle, Tim Shue, Jimmy Cargan, Tim Ice, Mark Hubley, Eduardo Caramori, Tommy Short, Akiko Gothard had another one, and then Jimmy Brown had one. Also, so that's Jim Brown, and that is the way it goes so far from here. Let's see, almost time. I don't know if this is my man coming or not. I'll let you check, Jackie, if this is Shane or not.
Shane, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Shane. Come on in.
Good to see you.
Let me take a break here, and we'll be right with you. Have a seat. I like a man that shows up early. Get out of the gate fast.
Betty drives his wife nuts.
Well, I say I'm not the earliest every morning.
Are you not? All right, we're going to have Shane Doyle on in just for a minute. I've got to do some commercials here. I was going to do something else here, but we'll get around to them. I'd better do this real quick. Go.
Okay.
Announce the stakes winner that would... Raised right, I guess it was raised over here on Gentry Farm, right down the road here on Johnston Road. We don't get to plug quarter horses too much, but this was the Four Corners, the Grade 3 Four Corners Stakes at Sunray Park on Saturday the 21st. And the winner was Smoke on the Water, and it was bred by Robert A. Gentry, and they own the Gentry Farm over here on Johnston Road, and my good buddy. Matt Howard manages that farm, so Matt probably raised this one.
Good.
He'll probably come in here with a disclaimer in a minute. I think we're raised in Kansas or someplace, you know. I mean, that's where he's from. So, okay. Now let's see where I am. I've got to get down to my commercials here. We're not very organized here, Shane. Last Sunday at Woodbine, a grade two $200,000 King Edward Stakes was won by Grand Arch, a five-year-old son of Arch. Grand Arch covered a mile on the turf and won 32-2. Didn't lose much time there, did he? Missing the course record by less than a second. Never out of the money in 14. That'll be Matt on the phone there. Never out of the money in 14 career starts. He's placed in four of the stakes, including the Grade 2 Sky Classic and the Grade 2 Nijinsky, both at Woodbine, and Churchill Downs River City Handicap. Bred in Kentucky by Hunter Valley Farm and partner, and sold as a yearling in Keeneland for $120,000. He's earned, some $340,000 now. Now, of course, Arch is the sire of three graded stakes winners in 2014. Grand Arch, Waterway Run, winner of Belmont's Grade 3 Bogey Stakes, and Newsdad, winner of the Grade 2 Pan American Stakes down at Gulfstream. Grand Arch is his 57th stakes winner. A great source of stamina, Arch stands at Claiborne Farm and watch for his 2014 yearlings, sales yearlings, and inquiries to Bernie Sams. See the website at claibornefarm.com.
Okay, it's a good feeling to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. We live in Bourbon County, and when we moved there, we had friends recommend the First Presbyterian Church and Hopewell Company. That was 26, I don't know, it's a long time ago. They've been taking care of our insurance ever since. They got a lot of experience with horse farms, racing stables, and they take care of our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, and liability. And they're right there when we need them. A little over a year and a half ago or something like that, we got struck by lightning and singed every stupid wire in the house. Had the whole house rewired. They were there the next day. No fuss, no fight. They know who. They pick the insurance company, and they get stuff done. So they're great. Contact the Hopewell Company. They'll give you a no-cost comparison of your insurance. That's the Hopewell Company, 820 South Main Street in Paris. 987-2347, or in Lexington, 254-2431. You'll get great service. We guarantee it.
Well, the Clay Ward Agency, also over in Paris, they've been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds for about 80 years now, since 1931 to be exact. I know that that's true because Mr. James Clay Ward founded the business the year 20 grand won the Derby in 1931. Of course, Mr. James Clay Ward is gone now. I had the privilege of meeting him earlier in my life. But he established a tradition there, hard work and service, and his thorough knowledge of the horse business. That tradition's carried on today by Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess over there at the Clay Ward Agency in Paris, Kentucky. Great people to do business with. They know what they're doing. They can give you just the right policy for just the right horse, and you just can't go wrong. I'll give you their number. Over in Paris, it's an 859 number, of course, 987-1861. Now, the Clay Ward Agency is very closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, also over in Bourbon County. And they've got a great tradition, too, and their tradition is raising runners and selling them at the major bloodstock sales. They've sold six champions, as a matter of fact, that they've raised over at Indian Creek. And the top runners that they've raised over there and sold, it's a list that keeps right on growing. So give them a call. Talk to Shaq Parrish or Nicky Dryan. And let me give you the website. It's IndianCreekKY.com. IndianCreekKY.com. The number over there is 987-7443. That's the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek, both in good old Bourbon County. Shane, get a little bit closer to that microphone. Just a little bit.
Here we go.
Unless you got a big voice, like a big mouth like I do.
Nope, not at all.
Shane manages Watercrest Farm. First thing I've got to do is find out just exactly where you're located. Now, which side are you on, the Georgetown side of Centerville or the Paris side?
We're on the Paris side.
We're on the Paris.
2 miles from the Paris bypass.
2 miles from the bypass.
Well, they're closer into Paris than our road. We're on Clay Kaiser.
We're right in sandwich in between what used to be the old Knock Griffin Farm and Denali.
Denali place up on 460. Yeah. Hey, that one.
You're on the left or the right going toward Paris?
We'll be on the left-hand side going towards
right,
Paris.
Close to Jim's old place.
Yeah, right next door.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, do you know who bought that?
It's now Maccabee Farm.
Is it?
I believe he's an Ohio breeder.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well. They just bought the property that backs up way over on Brentsville, too. They bought some more land.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's all the same fence line in on the back of the farm.
Yeah.
Oh, they cleared that out. Boy, it looks nice over there. They got a lot of brush and junk out
there. Yeah, now that we got rid of Fitzgerald.
Well, I'm sure he'll be back.
Well, he didn't move very far. He's over on Cynthia Road left. So, Jack, he sold. And the farm that he used to own on Brentsville, Jim did, belongs to Steve.
Steve Johnson.
Yeah, Steve Johnson. Yeah. He's not affiliated with Margo anymore.
Yeah, I heard he went out on his own.
Yeah.
Just recently.
Yeah.
You mean he bought Fitzgerald's old place? Okay. I see, there's a place that an Irish lady owned on Brentsville Road, down where the creek goes through. And it was called Silver something.
Silver Springs.
Silver Springs.
Yes. Yeah, I thought maybe that, because that's for sale, I think.
Yeah.
Because she died.
That's back on the market. I believe it was. They changed hands there last year or the year before last.
It's a beautiful place.
Wow. How many acres y'all got there, man?
We've got about 420 acres.
Oh,
holy cow. Yeah.
Do you do all the mowing?
I'd love to do all the mowing. Just sit me on a mower and just take my telephone away, and I'm a happy camper.
Well, what do you basically, it's Mr. Fred Hertridge, isn't it?
Mr. Fred Hertridge, he used to be, it used to be himself and Dr. Phil McCarty. And then Dr. Phil passed away 4 years ago. Okay. So Mr. Hertridge has taken over the full operation.
Okay.
And he's gung-ho.
And Dr. McCarthy was the gentleman who worked on cigar fertility.
He used to do a lot of work with stallions. He used to say stallions of Claiborne and Windstar.
Oh. You know,
tailor-made stallions.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty fancy.
What does Mr. Hertridge do?
Mr. Hertridge is an auto dealer up in Delaware.
What kind of a deal?
Autos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, up in Delaware. And then
Do you get a good deal on a car?
I haven't had to buy one yet.
Well, is he furnishing you something to drive?
I've got something to drive, yeah.
There you great. Go. You got a good deal with Mr. Hertridge.
I was able to retire my bicycle.
Okay. Did you bring that from Ireland with you?
No, I found it on the side of the road.
So did you?
When Ursula was growing up on Dixiana, his father was a farm manager for Dixiana, and that was General Motors. And you always got Chevrolets, right?
Yeah, Mr. Charles T. Fisher. He made the bodies for Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, and Cadillacs.
So they never bought a car either.
And all Mr. Fisher wanted to drive was a Chevrolet with a straight stick. He'd get in and clash those gears. The car made.
That's pretty cool working for a car guy.
Yeah, it is. You know, he was a great man. Look, the wonderful family, the Fisher family. Yeah. Well, you're from Ireland.
It used to be.
It's a long way from it right now, is what we're saying.
Yeah, no, I came over here about 25 years ago, 27 years ago. And I came on temporary basis. I loved it, and I guess I'm still here.
Yeah. But was your family in the horse business over there?
No, they were not.
They're not?
I was actually, I was raised about 7 miles north of Dublin city center.
Uh-huh.
No horse in the family. The only thing we'd see would be the itinerant horses or some maybe paint trotters going up and down the road.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting a job on a horse farm.
When you were a kid?
I was 15 or 16 or so.
That's a kid.
And it all went from there.
Yeah, with thoroughbreds?
It was thoroughbreds, yeah. It was Abbeville. Abbeville and Meadow Court studs in Ireland.
Okay, I've heard of it.
So I worked with them for about 8 years or so.
Uh-huh.
And then the opportunity came. I kept on seeing these photos. I said, man, that place looks beautiful. Where is that? It's Kentucky. You know, I guess it was the Blood Horse magazine.
Yeah, right.
And kept seeing these photos, and one day I said, hey, I'm gone.
Okay.
And here I am.
Well, did you come over and get a job on a horse farm here?
I came over to TaylorMade originally.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And I was part of their...
Was Mr. Joe Taylor around still?
Mr. Joe was around,
Fine gentleman.
A fine gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Good horseman.
A
little bit nuts, but good, great guy.
Did he pass that on?
He I think he did the nuts part for sure.
Oh, boy. You're going to be teed off, by the TaylorMade.
No,
they love us.
Right. So you went to work for TaylorMade.
I did about 18 months for TaylorMade at that stage, and then I ended up going back to Ireland, and I got lucky and got a visa to work over here in one of the lotteries back in 1990 or so.
You had to draw a lottery to go work
over? Yeah. A visa lottery.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's the way immigration's supposed to work.
Well, it was either that or marry an American.
And I did both.
You covered all the bases.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So you came back over after 18 months, and where'd you go then?
Came back over after 18 months. I came back to TaylorMade for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up with Bruce Gibbs, Greenfield Farm.
Dreamfield.
Yeah. Greenfield Farm.
Oh, Greenfield.
On Carrick Pike.
Oh, yeah. I know where Carrick Pike is. Yeah.
And
I didn't know that gentleman.
Yeah, Bruce, he's pretty big now in the business here. And
Bruce, what's his last name?
Bruce Gibbs.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So now I worked with him for about 6 years.
Okay.
And then
Durbridge, of course.
And I worked for Mr. Fitzgerald for a couple of years.
Who's that?
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Oh, for Jim.
Yeah.
And you survived that?
I survived. I'm still here. And then,
where was Jim's farm at that time? Right there?
That was the old Knock Griffin.
Okay, on 460.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You didn't fox hunt with him, did you?
I did a little bit of fox hunting with himself and the Woodford Hounds. Great fun.
Okay, well, Jackie used to ride with Woodford.
Yep.
Yeah, up till about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 5 or 6 years ago, right. Now, I'm too scared.
Well, we don't bounce as well as we used to, do we?
No. I don't know why Robbie Lyons gets out. All Robbie Lyons used to say to me was, keep up. Keep up.
Well, Jim goes to Virginia most time now to fox hunt, I believe.
I believe he's doing a lot of fox hunting over
Orange,
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
County or something.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Well, that's... So you're doing it, still doing fox hunting? Still riding with him?
I haven't been riding now in the last few years. I've been... Sort of a little up to my ears.
Okay.
Can't get the time.
Then you went to, what's the name of the farm you're on now?
Watercress Farm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Geez. of course I knew that, but I got on to you guys through Macaulay's.
Macaulay Brothers, okay.
Yeah, because you all raised something and won a stake. That you raised on Macaulay products just here recently, and I called up.
Just one?
Okay.
The latest, how's that?
You're going to have to tell me more about some of these others that you raised, you know.
I'll try and dig deep here.
Well, I'd like to know.
Yeah, let me see. Right now, I guess one of the better ones we've got running at the moment is that Ready to Act filly.
Okay.
And if she can just keep her head straight and run straight, she might actually win a few.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. She comes around, gets into the stretch, and she cocks that head and starts drifting in and out. Costs herself a few lengths every race.
We had one that did that back when we were...
Dad counted the house. He'd look up in the stands. It'd drive me. Yeah.
Blinkers didn't help at all.
No, he'd turn his head farther so he could see past his blinkers to see who was here.
Oh. Well, that drives you crazy,
what can you do, though?
I know, but it makes you insane. Yeah. Yeah. He finally wound up winning at Keeneland because the horse bumped into him and he got mad. That's what, you know.
A fighter.
If there was ever a horse that needed Westinghouse, it was him, but I didn't have the
GE or anything.
GE, yeah. AC/DC.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
No.
Well, you didn't spend much time on the racetrack then, did you?
I did miss out on the racetrack. I haven't done too much on the racetrack now over the years.
Huh.
Mainly just farmer.
Oh, okay.
Just raise crops and try and raise the best we can.
Do you all raise crops there now?
Horses.
All right. Well, a lot of horse farms raise crops too, you know.
No, we just do the horse, and we save hay and bedding off the farm. That's about it.
Yeah.
Use rolled hay for bedding now?
We do use rolled hay.
Yes,
more and more of the farms
doing
are doing that.
Because you can't afford straw. Well,
the price of straw, you can't afford for a horse to come in and, defecate on.
Yeah.
Poop. is the word. That's the American
Thank
word.
You. Poop.
I understood him, Jackie.
Well, I
want to ask you a little bit more about farming. Let me take a break here. I'll get right back to you. First Defense and Mizzen Mast, standing at Judmont Farm, have demonstrated their ability to sire runners of the highest quality. First Defense is the sire in his first crop of closed hatches, an Eclipse Award finalist last year, and a leading contender for an Eclipse Award again this year. She recently defeated Eclipse Award winner Beholder and Eclipse Award finalist Princess of Silmar in the Grade 1 $1 million Ogden Phipps at Belmont. That was her fourth Grade 1 win. Undefeated in 2014, Closed Hatches has earned over $2,382,000. Another first crop runner by First Defense is Dun Donnell, a group stakes winner in Great Britain. Dun Donnell's full sister broke her maiden in Great Britain on June 21. And First Defense is also the sire of a pair of impressive two-year-old winners over there just in the last week or so. Tamburlaine was one of them. He won his first start in Ireland, and Lieutenant Caffey his first start in Great Britain. Mizzen Mast has sired six Grade 1 stakes winners. He's sired the winners of three Grade 1 Breeders' Cup races, and he has the distinction of having sired the winners of two Grade 1 Breeders' Cup races in the same year. Now booking for 2015. Call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com.
Sally Van has been in service, in business, for more than 60 years. Now, I was a child. Ursa was in the Navy. During that time, many of the greatest runners have ever stepped on a racetrack have been shipped in and shipped out with Sally Van. They learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious. Their vehicles and equipment, they build their own stuff. They're in tip-top shape, but the best thing to think about when you hire Sally Van is the guys that drive, the guys behind the wheel, are horsemen. They're not just drivers. They're experienced drivers, but they're experienced horsemen. That's how to do it. Think about that next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county, across the country, going to the races, or going to Pony Club. When you load your horse in a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. Folks at Sally Van wouldn't have it any other way. That's why for more than a half century, Sally Van's been the safest way to the winner's circle. That's 255-9406. And let me tell you real quick, if you want to get your diesel worked on, truck and stuff, they do a great job.
Well, June 21 at Santa Anita, the Grade 2, $200,000 Summertime Oaks was won by JoJo Warrior, a 3-year-old filly, Pioneer of the Now. And the next day at Woodbine, the $125,000 Victoria Park Stakes went to Conquest Top Gun, a 3-year-old colt by Pioneer of the Nile. Conquest Top Gun was a $525,000 graduate of the OBS June sale. Pioneer of the Nile is North America's number one ranked second crop sire. Besides JoJo Warrior and Conquest Top Gun, he sired multiple graded stakes winner Carol Prince, graded stakes winner Vince Cerimos, Social Inclusion, who is placed in the Grade 1 Preakness, the Grade 1 Wood, and the Grade 2 Woody Stevens. River Dancer, placed in the Grade 2 with Anticipation, and Cash Control, placed in the Grade 3 Eight Bells. It's four stakes winners, three of them graded stakes winners, and three to place in stakes, all three in graded stakes in his first crop of racing age. Pioneer the Nile, a Grade 1 stakes winner at two and again at three. Winner of over $1,634,000 and a son of Empire Maker stands at Windstar Farm. For more on the Windstar stands, contact Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. Watch for yearlings by the Windstar stallions at the upcoming sales.
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
Good seeing you.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Sean very well, thanks.
All
see
right.
The picture in the Herald Leader today of us getting that big check?
No.
Look at this.
I don't take the Herald Leader. My canary died. What? Wow. Look at that. Is a big one. Is that for real?
Yeah.
Or do they give you a little one really?
And Jimmy Russell came out, the head distiller at Master Distiller for like 60 years at Wild Turkey. He brought out a single barrel, too. It made everybody even happier.
Yeah. Wow. I'll keep you smiling.
Yeah, it's very nice.
That's Ken Ramsey.
Yeah, Ken came out. He came out 2 days ago, and he came out yesterday. I'm telling you, we went around on the golf cart the other night with him and Barbara Livingston, and listening to Ken and Barbara tell stories was just It's almost as good as listening to you, I should say.
Oops. You got to be better than me.
And then,
Ken Ramsey can out-talk anybody. What
he's unbelievable. We got a great picture of him leading Little Silver Charm out of the paddock.
Well, that's a very nice picture.
Yeah, Steve Allday came. And
yeah, he's supposed to be on during the second hour.
Great.
Yeah. We're going to see if we can get Charlie Lepresi in here, but I doubt if that's going to happen.
He just retired Successful Dan.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me get back to Shane here.
All right.
He comes
in
here.
Be my guest.
He just wanders in and talks.
No problem.
Tell me a little bit about your farm. You got 400 and some acres. You're all market breeders, aren't you?
Mr. Heritage is a market breeder for the most part.
Okay.
But he's not shy about racing the ones that he believes in.
Believes in or, yeah. or buys back?
Believes in or buys back. Believes in enough to buy back.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty common, you know. I mean, everybody does that these days. I mean, all the big market breeders, you know. I guess you do what everybody else does.
You have to.
You put what you think they're worth, and then if they don't bring it, you take them home and race them.
Take them home and show that we believe in them as well. You know?
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And you sell at Keeneland?
We sell Keeneland mainly. We will sell Fasig Tipton,
Saratoga,
New York Breads.
You know, so you in charge of getting all the prep and all those things?
We do the majority of the sale prep on the farm. Mm-hmm. And
sell in your name, or you got somebody sells for
you? We usually sell through TaylorMade.
Through TaylorMade?
We'll sell the majority for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the biggest.
Well, it works well. You know, they give us good service, and they put the horse out in front of buyers.
Well, and that's where you...
That's what we need to do.
Yeah, that speaks well of your relationship with them, and you know, because you worked for them for a long time.
Yeah, I worked for them for a little while, but I've been working...
Well, they're still speaking to you.
Yeah, but they haven't disowned me yet.
Okay. Yeah, well, you got any Fasig Tipton coming up? The July sale?
Nothing in July sale, no.
Bunch in September.
A bunch in September.
Yeah, how many?
Probably about 30, 35, I'd say.
Okay.
So, well, they'll be spread through the bucks, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know. What are some of them? What kind of horses are you breeding to?
Mr. Hirsch, he generally breeds, you know, pretty nice horses. We've got a couple of Star Jumers, some Harlan's Holidays.
Uh-huh. Windstar, go ahead.
Windstar. Yeah. Let me see. Bernardini's, we'll generally have a couple, maybe a Tappet here and there. And then.
Got a Tappet?
We've got a couple on the farm.
They're hot items, aren't they?
They're all hot items.
You know? Wait, all those studs that you just mentioned, you know, big time stud fees.
But then you never know where the stakes horse is going to come from either.
No.
Right. Like a few years back, Boys of Tuscanova.
Oh, yeah.
There was a little horse, and he was just smallish, pretty nondescript, nice, tidy little horse, and by officer, and send him up to the sale. I believe we sold him for $18,000, and see where he ended up.
Yeah.
You know, he surprised me, I have to say.
Did he?
You know.
Well, what's the best horse you've raised out there? Right off hand. Tell me.
I think just prior to me starting with Watercress, they raised Charmerdal.
Okay.
So it was Charmerdal, and then Street Boss.
Oh, and he's doing well at stud.
Yeah, he's doing quite well. He always was a real nice horse.
You breed anything to him?
We've bred a couple by him. Yeah.
He's done. You know, he's a little bit of a sleeper, but if you look him up, he's done,
I think,
extremely
he's,
well.
I think he's a pretty solid horse to breed to. Yeah.
What's his fee now, dude?
Oh,
I can't recall.
Is he 15, 20 maybe? Somewhere in there.
Your guess is better than mine, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's somewhere in there.
Yeah, okay. That's good. So you, I understand that Mr. Hertridge has got a farm in Maryland, is that right?
Mr. Hertridge, I guess he got a start with horses in Standardbreds.
Okay.
And it was only after he met Dr. McCarthy that himself and Phil got involved in breeding and raising thoroughbreds at that stage.
Okay. Got a farm up there?
He's got a farm. I believe he's got about 40 mares up there, and then he'd have a few standardbreds racing all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He breeds just standardbreds there, no thoroughbreds. Is that where he's from?
I believe he's from up in that area of the country, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he stays around.
Okay, not miles.
No, he's not from Ireland. He's not from Ireland.
Bunch of you Irishmen down here, boy.
Oh, Lordy. I remember the first time going into a bar in Kentucky, and may as well have been in Ireland.
Right.
Yeah, that was the old Goshens, you know, over on Alexandria.
Okay.
Yep. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Is that open still?
I believe it is still open. Is
the one everybody goes to is downtown now. What?
McCarty's.
McCarty's.
Yeah, well, I have to say, I'm not much of a bar hopper.
You're not?
I value my driver's license too much.
you must have a little English or something in you, Noble.
Now, come on.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to try
that. I was cutting a little close to the bone there.
Is it okay?
Well, we've got English people like to bar hop too, you know.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of Irish training out here, you know. I mean, it's
yeah. No, I keep seeing their names come up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You people probably know them all: Tommy Bergen, and Jimmy Corrigan, and you know.
I know a few of them, you know, in passing.
Yeah, most of the farm managers, I'm sure you know.
I know quite a few of the. Yeah, the people that are in the thoroughbreds, like with the sales and the breeding end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Irish. So unfortunately, I found out I have an Irish background in my pedigree.
Well, that's
I have to go back a couple of generations. But anyway, it's there. But, you know, the level of horsemanship went up when you guys started coming over here.
Well, we try.
And I've been around long enough to tell. You know, so it's good. Well, who trains for you all? You got some horses in training.
Yeah, Mr. He'll generally spread horses around quite a bit. Right here, Wayne Mackey takes care of the majority of our horses here.
Wayne's nice. Wayne does very
nice
well.
Nice guy and does a great job.
Yeah,
horse look great. Guy. You know, yeah. We stick them in there and the horse look great and they generally move forward for them pretty well.
He trained, got two Oaks winners ready here for Barry Jones, you know.
What are they?
Those two fillies that he won the Oaks with.
What? Believe You Can and Untappable.
Yeah, not Untappable.
No, not Untappable.
No, that's a tappable. The Proud Citizen filly that was...
yeah, the one that she's running again today.
Untappable. Untappable is, but not the... I think both those Oaks winners are retired. One was a Proud Citizen, I know. And the other
well, believe you can's one of them. She's over at the
bar. Bro, you'll have to excuse me. My memory isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Right. Well, that's the way that happens, you know, when you start getting a little long in the tooth. It's that way. So Wayne was up here just a few minutes ago, as a matter of fact. He'll probably be up here again in a few minutes. Things are picking
Untappable
up.
Untappable won the Kentucky Oaks this year. You know, why am I listening to you?
He did not win it for Burr Jones.
No, but well, Rosie won it 2 years in a row.
Well, why don't you listen to me?
Rosie,
we were looking for
Rosie
the two
won it 2 years in a row. That's all I care about.
Okay? Yeah, well, when one of them was Burr's.
That's right.
Yeah, it was. See, he's raised two Kentucky Oaks winners, and both of them were trained here by Wayne Mack, Burr Jones. See, now he's
talking
about
the other one.
Paying attention.
No, sir. Believe You Can was trained by Larry Jones.
Well, I know, but it started right here. Right here.
Yeah.
What a bet.
Fine. No, that's fine. You said he was trained by him. He was trained by Larry Jones.
Gave me,
she was trained. She was trained by Larry Jones.
Well, he wasn't listening at all.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Is that your racing form or mine?
That's mine. I bought it this morning. You got Sundays for me?
I don't know if it's here yet or not. We'll get here.
You know, ever since we went to this early hour, he gets very, very grouchy. You know, if you notice, it's just a little testy.
Keep
early
an eye
in the morning.
Keep
poor
an eye
Jackie.
On the racing form.
Yeah, right. He walks out of here with them all the time. Yeah, it gets expensive, you know. Well, Shane, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you coming by.
Okay, well, I appreciate you having me.
Well,
thank you very much.
Pleasure to meet you. We're basically neighbors. I live right behind you. I probably can
we've
see.
We've got adjoining fence line.
Oh, right I don't
care. I believe we do.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
We've got Keene Run runs between us.
Oh, okay.
The creek.
Not much. I can see your house from there, though.
Oh, okay. I'll have to tell Jackie to wash the windows.
Don't worry. I'm not looking in the windows.
Well, at our age, you wouldn't see much. Shane, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yep. Come see us.
I will indeed.
I'm going to drop by there one of these days and take care of you guys.
Have a good day.
All righty. Well, De Hare is the sire of 2014 Stakes Winner Mamduha, winner this year of the Ruthless Stakes at Aqueduct, the Cicada Stakes at Aqueduct, the 2013 running in the Gin Talking Stakes at Laurel, and a 4 of 5 career starts with 1 second for earnings of over $230,000. He's the sire of the 2014 Stakes winner, Our Caravan, winner of the $155,000 Call to Derby, and of more than $182,000 now. He's the sire of Gypsy Robin, winner of the Grade 2 Raven Run Stakes at Keeneland, the Grade 2 Beaumont Stakes at Keeneland, the Sorority Stakes at Monmouth, the Inaugural Stakes at Presque Isle, of last year's CERF Stakes at Del Mar, second in the Grade 1 Test Stakes at Saratoga, second in the Grade 2 Thoroughbred Club of American Stakes at Keeneland, and winner of over $598,900. And he's the sire of 17% stakes horses. DeHare, winner of the Grade 1 Cigar Mile, the Grade 2 Jerome, and a son of the elite sire, Awesome Again, stands at Shadwell Farm. Watch for the hair yearlings at the sales this year. And for more on the stands at Shadwell Farm, contact stallion manager Ken Barnes at 859-224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Quillen Leather and Tack, the nation's largest custom halter shop. That's from my good buddy Ralph Quillen, who is also the proprietor of Rooster Brewery right down the street on Main Street, Paris there. And they've got over, I think he told me last, 110 different kinds of beer there.
Right, well, we know he's counting them.
Yeah.
He would know.
Yeah. Have you ever got together with him yet?
Not yet, no.
Well, make sure
you this week I'm going to sneak over there and bother him.
Have you ever been over to buy beer yet?
No.
As much beer as you drink?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. I'm not proud of that fact.
Well it's...
I'm going to get over there this week.
It's a fun place to go to because you go in there and see people that you know. And boy, by golly, they had so many beers, I didn't know what to do. I just said, give me some dark.
There you go.
And it was good. I don't know what it was.
Well, it's there in Ralph's Bar. They're, 99% sure that all of them are good.
Oh,
they've been product tested by the owner.
Yeah. Oh. He's pickled if that happened.
I think that's the name of one of the beers, isn't it?
It probably is. What? And he brews his own there. He brews, you can buy the house beer, too.
You know? You can?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
People come in and carry, while I was in there, people were coming in buying
growlers.
Big six packs, big boxes of beer and carrying out,
Great. That's a swell idea.
Any kind of beer, all kinds of foreign beer, all kinds of beer.
What time is he open?
5 o'clock.
Oh, p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thursdays, Fridays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, p.m. Well, knowing you, might as well be here.
Well, we might as well know for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's, what's going on over at your place?
Well, we had so much fun this week. It's been really, really great. As I mentioned, Jimmy Russell from Wild Turkey came over and donated a check for $35,000 to old friends. It was part of the donation came from Rosie Naprovnik. Part of the donation came from Ken Ramsey.
Well, good for Ken.
Yeah.
Well, good for Rosie, and
Dr. Alday came over, and he's on our board. And he helped with the check raising. I mean, it was really, really great. And then Rosie, as part of her rehab, she got on my little silver charm.
Got on him.
Yeah. I tell people as part of her rehab, she's starting small, moving back up.
Okay.
She's really amazing. She is so tough.
Well, I switched the subject real quick. I got to get back on.
Oh, well, let's talk about Ralph some more.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what.
He does have a tack shop. We're talking about all his beer.
Well, that's, I do business with both. Tack shop's in Paris, as is his beer shop, it's right on Main Street in Paris. If you're coming in from Lexington, just go straight toward Paris and look on your left, and you'll see Quillen Leather and Tack, and it's Quillen.com. Great tack shop, great gift shop, nice people in there to do business with, and you wander in, and it's fun just to look around.
Yep. Halters are works of art.
Yes,
he works in leather and brass, and he does a fabulous job.
Fabulous job. Fabulous.
He's got a great staff there, too.
Go to Quillen.com and take a look at their website. Well, in stakes last weekend at Santa Anita, the $125,000 Land of Lucy was won by Enchanting Lady, a 2-year-old filly by Taylor the Cat. The Red Cross Stakes at Monmouth went to Lady Sibylla, a filly from the first crop by Majestic Warrior. And in Louisiana, the $300,000 Evangeline Downs Turf Sprint was won by Haitai, a four-year-old Bafusi Ichipegasus, and the Lafayette Stakes went to Louisiana Flyboy, a three-year-old colt Bafusi Ichipegasus. Enchanting Lady, bred by the Randall Family Trust, David and Marilyn Randall, trustees, as a $660,000 graduate of the OBS March sales, trained by Bob Baffert, and the Lambda Lucy won the Lambda Lucy by over six lengths and gained rising star status from the Thoroughbred Daily News. Lady Sibelia, bred by Frank P. Wright, is two for two this year, won the Safely Kept Stakes at Law last year, and she's from the first crop by Majestic Warrior, leading first crop sire and leading second crop sire. Haitai has earned over $680,000 now. Louisiana Flyboy shipped in from New York to take the Lafayette, and they are among some 75 stakes winners by Fusi Ichipegasus. Taylor the Cat, Warriors Reward, and Fusi Ichipegasus, all three stand at Coomore's Ashford Stud. See the website at coomore.com. Watch for yearlings by the stallions at Ashford Stud and at the upcoming auctions. Hey, Matt Howard, I plugged you just a little bit earlier. Did you hear that?
Yep, I did. I called Jackie.
Did you raise that thing?
We actually raised it. I sold it as a yearling. I actually named the horse even.
What's the name again?
Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the Water. Okay, quarter horse.
Good name.
Out of a thoroughbred mare.
Did it train here any? Or no, you sold it as a yearling.
I fought tooth and nails for us to keep that horse.
Oh.
He is now three for four. He's had three wins and a third.
Yeah. Won the grade three, four corner stakes at Sunray Park.
That's his second futurity win.
Is that right?
And yeah, because, you know, in the quarter horse world, you have to do trials first.
Oh, okay.
So he's actually won two futurities already. He won the first trial easily and then won that first futurity. He actually came in third in his. He had the fourth fastest time going into this futurity and won it.
Uh-huh.
And I fought tooth and nail to keep that horse. And I lost that fight. But, of course, the owner the other day called me and said, we should have kept that horse. Well.
Out of a smoke-clacking mare.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You still got the mare? I got
the nope. He sold her.
Uh-oh. Oh, well.
That can happen.
That can happen. That can happen. Of course, you don't have to bother about selling over to old friends, do you?
No, don't buy them, don't sell them, don't raise them. Just look at them, feed them carrots.
There you go.
Yep. My friend Charlie Pig raised them, though. He had a horse that won last night at Churchill Downs.
Oh, okay.
Of course, broker maiden, and of course, named Cora Mesa for Dallas Stewart.
Oh.
So Charlie would be excited. And I also want to say that my friend Rick Capone, who's a sports editor of the Woodford Sun, has written a book on old friends, on the history of old friends, that the History Press is going to publish, and it'll be out like the end of July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Rick is a very good photographer and excellent writer, so that's exciting. And I also have to say hi to my friend Lanny over at Wallace Station, because they do everything for us. They donate about 250 or 300 pounds of carrots every week to us.
Is that right?
Along with a bag of ice.
Isn't that nice?
Every day we get a bag of ice. And today he even let me empty I forgot to empty the garbage out of the back of my truck. I took off with a bunch of garbage in the back of the truck. So he actually let me put it in his dumpster. So
you
that was nice of him, too.
Is this the Woodford paper with your picture?
No, that's the Herald Leader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was really exciting yesterday. Everybody from Wild Turkey, a lot of old friend supporters, a lot of our volunteers and tour guides were there. And Tim Wilson, our farm manager, and Rosie, and it was really great. Rosie had a ball. I've got a great picture of her riding Silver Charm.
Oh, come on. How's she going to ride Silver Charm? I've got a dog bigger than Silver Charm.
She did. She got on him. I told him that it was part of her rehab.
Yeah.
Nab's rehab. She's really mad today because Untappable's running, and she can't ride.
She can't ride. Oh, yeah. She's very competitive, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's tough as nails. I told her I came up with this fundraising idea where we could go around to biker bars and we could challenge these guys to arm wrestle, and she could arm wrestle them. We could beat three or four of them before they figured out what was going on, and we'd have to beat it out of the bar.
Yeah.
No, she's really, really tough, and she's very talented, and she's very smart, and she does everything for us. She's starting to put up she and her husband, Joe Sharp, who's Mike Maker's chief assistant, and Joe's an amazing guy. Anyway, they bought a house in Louisville, so they're putting up some new stuff. So she's taking the old stuff down, she's donating it to us. So we got a wonderful Kentucky Derby poster, and she gave us a beautiful, huge frame picture of Barbaro and one of Ruffian. Yeah, so she brought all that stuff yesterday. And then she went to Keeneland yesterday afternoon and modeled some hats and some dresses for a fashion layout they're doing to sell the hats to benefit old friends.
She's got to figure where she can model, can't she?
Yeah, yeah, she looks great. She's got the attitude, too. She's really sharp. She's funny, though. She's just, you know, most people that listen to this program probably know this, that she had an unfortunate accident a few weeks ago, and she got banged up. She didn't have to have surgery or anything, but she got banged up pretty good.
When
Matt Woolley was taking the pictures yesterday, Matt and Wendy Woolley were taking the pictures yesterday at Keeneland, she looked down at her leg. She goes, "Can you Photoshop those bruises?" Oh my! Yeah, she's really something. And as I mentioned, you know, Barbara Livingston, the great photographer for the Daily Racing Forum, was at the farm for 3 days, and she took some wonderful pictures of the horses.
She and Jackie are on Facebook together, they're friends, and she's got a standing invitation to come on the show any Saturday she's in town.
Yeah. I asked her to come too. It's tough for her on Saturdays because she's usually at the track taking photos. She wanted to stay a little bit longer, but she had to be at Belmont today for the stakes race.
Yeah. Yeah.
She has energy. I don't believe how much energy she's got. You know, she drove down here, and now she's driving back over there, and then she's got Belmont and Saratoga. And, I mean, she doesn't miss a big race. It's unbelievable.
If she's going up and watch Untappable, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Going to watch Untappable. Rosie says, "I really hope she wins. I know she's going to win." Because, you know, so she was really rooting for Untappable, even though John Velasquez has the mount in her absence.
Yeah.
So not a pinch of jealousy. It was really, really nice. She loves that horse.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, she's probably the best female rider I've ever seen.
She actually rode Princess Mariah for us the last race out at Churchill. Came in second for us, but she ran a great race. We went over to it, and actually Princess Mariah runs again tomorrow.
Yeah.
But since Rosie, Julian's up
for us. I'm sure some people say Julie Crone was... She's got to go the way to equal Julie, but she's well on her way to doing it.
You know, Rosie's, she's amazing. My friend Nick Newman was interviewing her yesterday, and he said, "Well, you know, now that you've got 10 grade ones," and she didn't know she had 10 grade ones. She thought she had about 6.
Is that right?
And Nick went down the whole list with it, but that's how modest she is. I mean, she loves racing. I mean, she loves riding horses. Yeah. She, after she did the modeling, and then she came to our party and did all that, she was going over to Prospect to check on her retiree, her horse named Sugar.
Yeah.
It's her old retired horse. So she loves the
you're
horses.
You're not taking it far?
What's that?
What are you doing out there? There's nothing going on out there.
She hasn't asked me. She doesn't want me to take it. She wants to go someplace where she can ride it and do stuff with it.
Oh, okay.
We'd be glad to.
Whoops, got to catch up here. All right, listen to this now. The first 4 2-year-olds to start from the first crop by Warriors Reward all won their first starts. All 4 won maiden specials. All 4 won at major tracks. Leatrice, win of her career debut at Pimlico by 3 3/4 lengths, made her second start last weekend at Belmont. She ran second in the Astoria Stakes. Unbridled Reward, win of her first start at Churchill by 7 3/4 lengths, was second in the Debutante Stakes at Churchill in her second start. The first 3 to win were fillies. The first colt to start by Warriors Reward is Bad Reed Sanchez. Bad Reed Sanchez, and I'm going to give you a background of that name.
I really want to hear it.
All right. He won his first start on June 20 in a maiden special at Santa Anita by an eye-popping 10 lengths. And here's what the official chart had to say. Bad Reed Sanchez had good early speed and dual inside, inched away approaching mid-stretch, drew off under a moderate hand ride and a long hole late. 4 starters, 4 winners of the career debuts, all 4 major tracks, 2 fillies which had placed in stakes at Belmont and Churchill Downs in their second starts, and a colt that won by 10 first time out. Now, I can't remember a freshman sire that can equal a start like that. Maybe Bo Ruler, but I'll have to go back in the books and look it up. So take a good look at the yearlings at the upcoming sales by Warriors Reward. Stands over at Spendthrift Farm, inquiries to Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker, 859-294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All right, well, Dr. Alday in here, but I'm going to talk about a couple of his products.
Ken Ramsey takes Lubricin.
Does he?
Yeah.
So does
he. He bought over $100 worth in our store.
Well, is that
right? Yeah, in our gift shop.
Well, I tell you what, if anybody operates on all eight cylinders, it's Ken Ramsey.
It certainly is. He is amazing. He's just amazing. And he was bouncing around. That Luberson works on him pretty good.
Well, you take it.
And he likes Sam Adams, too.
Well, that man, a man of great taste.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Just drink a little Luberson and chase it with a Sam Adams. You can't go wrong. Or you can do the other way around. It doesn't make any difference. I take Luberson, too, and so does Jackie. Jackie's been taking it longer than me.
Yeah.
But I can tell, you know, I mean, I
can tell a huge difference. I had my knee operated on way back when, and it always used to act up on me occasionally, but it hasn't acted up on me in like 2 years.
Yeah. Well, of course, Steve invented Luberson for horses, you know.
And, you know, my friend Carlos Figueroa, he's 87 years old.
Yeah.
87 years old. And he used to take everything that he gave to the horses, he took himself.
Yeah.
As supplements. He always used to go, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And down it went, whatever it was. Oh, and now he's 87 years old, and he's still doing well. And it's unbelievable. Yeah. I think
he's still working half in 47 and change.
He probably can. He can work anybody else in 47 and change. I'll tell you that. But I'm sure he took loops.
Well, we're preaching to the choir when Steve comes in today, then, isn't he?
Yes.
Because Charlie Lepresti uses, I think he uses both products.
Reborn and Luberson.
On Wise Dan, yeah. Yep. Yeah, and God knows, that horse is 7 years old and still going.
You got spokesperson and horse of the year, and you get, you know, one of the top owners in the country, and Ken Ramsey advocating the product. You must have something going for it.
I'm
going
to ask Steve now, is there a little bit of difference between the product for humans and the product for horses, or is it all the same?
Yeah, ask him that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've taken both. It doesn't make any difference to me. Before I knew there was a human one, I took it.
We'll put you back in training here if we're not careful.
I know the horse one comes in bigger jugs.
Well, Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendorfer and Mike Maker, they all use the Luberson too. And I don't know if they use Reborn. I know Charlie Lepresti does. Probably uses it on his farm, too. We'll find out if we get a hold of him today.
I'll tell you, we started giving Reborn to our older horses because it really does help their immune system. And the difference is unbelievable.
Yeah.
They really.
Maybe I should start taking that, too.
Yeah, you should start taking it. Yeah, ask them. It might change your voice. I don't know.
Oh,
one of the side effects. You start squeaking.
I wouldn't turn to a soprano, would I? Well, they're great products. And incidentally, both of them are test free. You don't have to worry about it going into the spit box or anything that's Luberson and Reborn. Luberson, of course, it sustains the integrity of the joint fluids, and that's why it helps us old people and horses in training like that. And of course, Reborn is you should start using it with foals because it's a whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum, and it's safe. It's easy to use as a dietary supplement. Brings up the immune system, and of course, it's just a high concentration of growth factors and antibodies, and it's great for horses of all ages. It just provides a quicker recovery from physical challenges. And go to Luberson.com, Luberisyn.com, or Reborn.com, Reborn.com. Go out to old friends. You can pick up stuff there. KBC over here in Lexington and Horse Sense down for sales. And go to their websites, like I said, Luberson.com or Reborn.com. Two products that, my God, they are all right. Well, the first foals by Cowboy Cal are three-year-olds. He's the sire of five stakes horses, including Mr. Nina, a Group 2 winner in South America. Now, Mr. Nina on June 22nd followed up his Group 2 win with a placing in a Group 1 stakes. So it's noteworthy that he finished just a half length behind a horse named Henry the Dixon. He's a three-year-old colt, and he's by Giant's Causeway, the sire of Cowboy Cal. Five first crop stakes horses and is a solid start for Cowboy Cal because he hit his peak at 3-4. Although he did win the Law of Futurity going two turns as a juvenile, then he went on to win a place in 12 stakes at 3-4, 11 were graded, 5 grade 1, and he earned over $1 million. So he's siring runners. Watch for the Cowboy Cal yearlings at the major sales, starting with the two at the Fazy Tipton Kentucky July sale.
Cowboy Cal is by Giants Cause, as I said. He's out of a daughter seeking the goal, and he stands at Pin Oak Stud with the Stallions Alternation, Cowboy Broken Vow, and Sky Classics. For more information, get in touch with Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens, 859-873-1420, and check the website at pinoakstud.com. I want to know how come I get further and further behind when you ever you get here. That's the top of the hour already. And I'm already...
You know what? I have a feeling Dr. Byers is saying the same thing.
I didn't get to check in with Dr. Byers this week. I had eye surgery.
This is Dr. Allday's personal assistant, Kathy Riccio. Excuse me one second. We'll find out what's going on. I'm on the radio. I'm talking to you.
Well, go ahead and talk to her. All right. Well, let me get back to that something I wanted to point out a minute ago about the name on that horse. Warriors Reward. And let me get that doggone thing out of here somewhere. Yeah. Bad Reed Sanchez went over to Spendthrift the other day, because that's where War's Reward stands, talking to Ken Wilkins. And Ken said, I found out how they came up with that name, Bad Reed Sanchez. Well, I thought it was a terrible name, but it's kind of a cute story once you hear it. It seems that the owner, Mr. Redham, is an avid golfer. And belongs to a country club out there, of course, and whenever he misses a putt, he blames the caddy, and he'll turn around and he'll say, Bad Reed Sanchez. And of course, the caddy's not named Sanchez, and he uses a variety of caddies anyway, but they're all Sanchez to him. So he named his horse after his caddies, Bad Reed Sanchez. Did you hear that, or did you miss it?
I missed it. I was talking to Dr. Allday. They're stuck in a traffic jam on Interstate 64.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Well.
Are they going to make it?
They hope so, but they don't know what the accident is. The traffic is totally stopped.
Oh,
and it's right. But they got to the Kentucky River, so that's where they are.
Well, then take a dip.
We can do an update. We can do an update. Yeah. Every 10 minutes, we'll say Dr. Allday's moved about 8 yards, and, you know.
Well, I hope they brought some reborn with them where they can liven themselves up, by the way. Okay. Well, let me catch up here since we did have a break. Did you hear that story about Bad News Sanchez?
No, I missed it.
That's cute.
What? It's Mr. Redham, who owns that colt. Are you listening?
Yes, I am. Mr. Redham, who owns that colt.
Yeah, okay.
I'm multitasking. I'm writing
down the phone number. I'm telling this tale just for you.
Well, I'm listening. We got to go in the afternoon.
He's got a phone in one hand and a racing form in the other, and he's listening.
And I got a pen, and I'm listening. I'll repeat everything you say.
Okay. Well, he's a golfer, and every time he misses a putt, he blames the caddy. And he turns to him and he says, Bad Reed Sanchez.
So there you go.
Not that the caddy's named Sanchez, but he calls right. them all that, I guess. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, so it's a pretty good name for a horse. So
that is a good name for a horse.
Now that you know what it's all about.
You know, that's why I listen to this program.
Yes.
Because you really find out stuff, believe me, you would never find out anyplace else.
Yeah. You know there's a horse named Challenger running now?
Really?
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they get by with that?
I don't know, but he's 10 years old.
They got by for a long time.
Well, he's a pretty good racehorse. He just won down at Charlestown, but he's been around for a while. He's bred by the Phillips Racing Partnership. He's by Chester House.
Nice.
And he's won...
House won the Arlington Million.
$233,000, this one Challenger did. And, of course, the real Challenger was Challenger II up in Maryland. Leading sire 1939, that was when he sired Chaladon, Chaladon, who was a champion thrill.
They should have at least had to call this guy Challenger III instead of just Challenger.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Boy, you're a quibbler.
It could be like Arthur Hancock III and Arthur Hancock IV, Challenger I, II, III, IV.
There you go.
No?
Well, the original Challenger, at least the one stood up in Maryland, led the sire list in 39. He was second in 45, second in 46 on the sire list. And, of course, Chaladon won the Preakness and went to stud over here on Russell Cave Road at that what's the training center over there, right across from Dan Scott's farm. And I forget, Victory Haven.
Yeah,
that was the old Gallagher farm.
On Channel 36, you are.
And
very nice. There's Rosie.
Yeah, I just looked. I was checking to see if the wreck was big enough to make the TV channels, and I stumbled upon.
That was important news, like Wild Turkey giving us $35,000.
Yeah. It says, big donation given to old friends Thoroughbred Retirement Fund.
Well, I'm going to give up talking about Chaladon.
We like this.
We're looking at wrecks and Wild Turkey, so.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Dr. Alday gave me Charlie Lopresti's cell phone number if you want it. That's what I was working on when you interrupted me.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see if we get here. I like to get them on at the same time.
Yeah.
And if that's possible.
Is this today's form?
Yeah. And I purchased it.
Do you want me to go check and see if the forms are in?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to put my name on it like Ursula does.
Yeah, but I didn't get my Saturday form for some reason. It didn't show up. Well, anyway, let me catch up here. Yeah, Clips Award winner Macho Uno, he was a champion 2-year-old of his year, lived up to his racing record and pedigree to become an outstanding sire. He sired 5 Grade 1 stakes winners, including a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. And Mucho Macho Man, that would be, who's destined to join his sire at stud next year over at Adena Springs. And Mucho Macho Man has earned over $5,625,000, and he'll be the 5th winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic to stand in Adena Springs. Macho Uno, winner of over $1,851,000 himself, is by Hall of Famer Holy Bull, and is a half-brother to the elite sire Awesome Again, who also stands at Adena Springs. Now, Awesome Again, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, is sired more Grade 1 stakes winners on the dirt than any other sire in the world. Numbered among them, Hall of Famer and Breeders' Cup Classic winner, Go Zapper. Also based at Adena Springs, Go Zapper has got 6 2014 stakes winners, including Grade 1 winner Judy the Beauty and Molly Morgan, recent winner of the Grade 2 Fleur de Lis handicap at Churchill Downs. So watch for yearlings by the Adena Stallions at the major sales, beginning with 2 by Go Zapper and 4 by Macho Uno, consigned to the Facey Tipton, Kentucky, July sales. For more information on the Adena Springs Stallions, just give them a call at the farm, 859-987-1798, and see the website at adenastallions.com.
From the Republic Bank Studios, this is ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG AM Lexington. Republic Bank, it's just easier here.
Well, Haynes Fields, a Grade 1 stakes winner and millionaire by one of the nation's premier sires, Sprightstown, Eclipse Award winner Sprightstown. He was a champion sprinter, of course. Currently ranks 3rd on the North American sire list. He ranks number 2 last year and just fell short of being number 1 by just about $70,000. Haynes Fields won stakes at 2, 3, 4, and 5 every race. He won the historic Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup, handed Breeders' Cup Classic winner Blame his lone defeat in 2012. He won 8 stakes. He won 10 of his 19 starts. He won a distances from 6.5 furlongs to a mile and a quarter. And he earned over $1,319,000. He was dead game. He was fast. He was durable. And he was not only by a superb sire, he's out of a stakes-winning mare from a family that has given us literally dozens of superior stakes winners. The first foals by Haynes Field are yearlings this year. They're 5 in the Facey Tipton July sale. Take a good look, because Haynes Field has all the prerequisites to become a success at stud. He stands for a $10,000 live foal to Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones, Airdrie Stud. See the website, airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All right, we're starting the second hour. I'm late, but we're starting the second hour. It's just about halfway over now. Where's Jackie going? Must be.
No, she's coming back. She went to see if they had the racing for him, but she's empty-handed.
Empty-handed.
Gee, if I'd have known that, I could have brought you one for a change. In fact, I'll give you this one if you like.
No, don't do that. I can always pick one up at the BP station down in Paris.
Well, they have some
Gay Perry.
They have some good racing at Churchill Downs today, too. The Bashford Manors today. And the Kelly's Landing, I love Kelly's Landing. I'm glad they named a race after Kelly's Landing.
He trained out here,
Landing.
Tom Bergen got him a start.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that horse. Jack Lally has him as an owner.
Yeah, I haven't seen Jack in a long time.
Jack's great.
Is he?
He helped us get the V-mesh fence for, with Mark Otto, because he has the V-mesh fence and he really loves it. So he was a big advocate of it. And so, and Jack has been a very generous donor to all friends over the years, too.
Yeah.
But I love Kelly's Landing.
Well, I got to watch him train. Yeah, I guess he was one of the better. Of course, he won the Dubai Sprint, whatever you call it.
Yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He, what was he? Was he by Patton? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yep. Yeah. Of course, we had Patton at All Friends after he got through over at Brary's Place. We were just talking about Airdrie Stud. He was he was over there. We had.
Yeah, went to Pennsylvania eventually and stood up there.
Then I think he went to. He come from Pennsylvania or West Virginia when we got him. But anyway, when we got him, he wasn't an active stud, but he was a very active horse. He had a lot of energy. I really loved him.
Yeah. Oh, I ran across something else. Of course, you were in the Irish Derby today.
Really?
Yeah. Seven horse field is all.
Huh. You know, I love watching some of the Royal Ascot on HRTV.
Yeah, I think it was TBG, but whatever.
No, they ran it on both of them.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
You know, 28, 29 horses.
Oh, I know.
And not one accident. Too. And the other thing that was really interesting to me is I watched five races in a row with fields ranging from 15 to 28, and not one horse had a bandage.
Ah.
Not one horse had a bandage. I just thought that was interesting.
All run on Lubricin.
Yeah, that must be it.
Of
good move, Ursel. Good move. There's a slider on the outside corner.
I don't
good.
Know. I think in this country, we always ran in rundown bandages because it's so easy to get skinned up from the sand in the tracks. Now, you don't do that on grass.
Yeah.
But running out here on sand, and then you come back, and if you don't use bandages, there you are with a nice, big, scoury, you know, rubbed in place.
Keenan used to be, one time, pretty kind of notorious for horses running down on it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the reason.
The footing.
But I'm just from an aesthetic point of view, it just looks great. You know, it just looks so fabulous to
watch
them run.
Well, California Chrome, where California Chrome got stepped on, it also went up to the Fetlock joint, and they didn't have rundowns on that. That might have saved that part.
Might have helped a little bit.
Might have helped.
Wouldn't help that heel, though.
The heel, but it would have helped the Fetlock. So.
Well, I guess just seven horse field today, and Australia probably settled. You know, they've got Aiden O'Brien's got a three horse entry in there out of the seven. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. The rail is Australia. And he's trained. Of course, he's owned by Derek Smith and Susan Magner and Michael Tabor and. Tua King, is that the way you pronounce his name? I don't know him. But the Irish connection over there. And, of course, he won the English Derby, the Epsom Derby, and it was last time out. And number two horse is Fascinating Rock by Fast Net Rock. He's an Australian horse. And then we go to the number three horse. That's Jeffrey Chaucer by Manjou. And once again, that's Aiden O'Brien's training that for the same connections. Kingfisher is the four horse. That's to get another Galileo. So is Australia, incidentally. And Kingfisher's trained by Aiden O'Brien. Kingston Hill by Master Craftsman is the number five horse. He was second in the Epsom Derby, so I guess he's got a. But he'll be pretty heavily supported. Orchestra, another Galileo, is a six-horse trained by Aiden O'Brien. Same connections on him. He'd run out of the money in the Epsom Derby. And Ponfay, an Irish bred by Teofilo, is on the outside. And I don't believe that horse is running the stakes. He's won two of his three starts anyway. So I'm supposed to go off 5:30 Irish time, what that would be our time. I don't know, this morning sometime, I guess.
Yeah, about 4 hours difference, I think. Brussels is 6, so
yeah.
I'm trying to guess.
Yeah. Something else I ran across. They ran a Group 1 race down in South America. Here it is. Don't ask me to pronounce this thing. Classico Albert. Well, I'm here. I am trying to pronounce it. Just trust
me. Go for it, honey.
Yeah, right. It's in Chile. It's a Chilean race, and it's a Group 1 race, and it's for two-year-olds. And going a mile, they went 1:34,
And the 1, 2, 3 finishes were all by Scat Daddy. All of them fold down there, but that's because Scat Daddy stands over at Ashford Stud. And I can't even pronounce this first one. They've all got these Spanish names. That would be Spanish in Chile. You leaving, Michael?
No, I'm just checking to see if they're...
He's checking on some
you're
phone
not,
number.
I'm checking the traffic pattern. Yeah, don't get your hopes up.
Don't get my hopes up. Okay. Well, let me catch up here. Last Sunday, Woodbine, the Grade 2 $200,000 King Edward Stakes was won by Grand Arch, a 5-year-old son of Arch. Grand Arch covered a mile on the turf and won 32-2, missing the course record by less than a second. Never out of the money in 14 starts, he's placed in 4 other stakes, including the Grade 2 Sky Classic and the Grade 2 Nijinsky, both at Woodbine. And Churchill Downs River City Handicap. Bred in Kentucky by Hunter Valley Farm and partner. Sold as a yearling at Ken for $120,000. He has earned over $340,000. Now, Arch is a sire of 3 graded stakes winners in 2014. Grand Arch, Waterway Run, winner of Belmont's Grade 3 Bogey Stakes, and Newsdad, winner of the Grade 2 Pan American Stakes at Gulfstream. Grand Arch is his 52nd stakes winner. A great source of stamina, Arch stands at Claiborne Farm. Watch for his 2014 sales yearlings and inquire to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com. LexHorseFarms.com, that's Hill and Reagan Parker. They're in the real estate business, have been for about over 12 years now. Great team, great people, nice people to work with. Got a wonderful selection and a wonderful website. They got farms for sale in Fayette and Bourbon and Jessamine and Woodford, Scott Clark. Outstanding variety of locations, sizes, prices. Go to their website. It's LexHorseFarms.com. They're wonderful people to do business with. You can trust them. They've got lovely places for sale. For instance, right here on the Paris Pike, they've got right up the road on the right from the training center. Great, absolutely gorgeous place, over 463 acres. If you want to go a little bit smaller, go over to the Briar Hill Road in Paris, Kentucky. They got a turnkey operation over there for 48 acres, just for $650,000. Another lovely home on it. Then wonderful people. Let me give you their phone number. They're from Lexington, so it's the Lexington number, 859-608-8039. And once again, that website is LexHorseFarms.com, LexHorseFarms.com. Well, the Crestwood Farm stands off a wide variety of bloodlines. Presently standing at there are Bullet Train. He's a three-quarter brother by saddle as well as to the great Frankel. Channel, a full brother to English Channel by 2-time champion Sarah Smart Strike. Country Day is a stakes-winning son of Sprightstown. General Quarters, a grade one winning millionaire by Sky Mason. Get Stormy. He won 3 grade one stakes. He's a millionaire. He's by Stormy Atlantic. Mutata, one of 114 stakes winners by Mutocton. No Biz Like Showbiz, one of 6 grade one winners and 3 millionaires by Albert the Great. Taste of Paradise, he's a grade one stakes winner and millionaire by Conquistador Cielo. And Tis Deja Vu, a multiple graded stakes winner by horses, the Hall of Famer Tis Now. Crestwood Farms. Family operated, and they treat their clients like family, and most of them have been with them for years. They offer a wide variety of services there, so give them a call. Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm, 859-252-3770, and check the website at crestwoodfarm.com. Are they on their way still, or should I?
9:35 ETA.
Oh, really?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, they broke through.
Have you got, did you give Ressi Charlie Lepresky's
yeah.
number?
Just talk to him. He's waiting.
Charlie is?
Yeah.
Well, let's get him on right now.
Oh, good idea.
Don't you want to wait? For...
Nah.
But
all right.
Let's just go ahead and talk to Charlie.
Have to do a break.
Have to do a break? Well, throw something in there.
My God, this thing runs like clockwork.
Well, run like clockwork.
It's unbelievable, isn't
unbelievable.
It?
Unbelievable. Tick-tock.
They can listen to Charlie.
Cuckoo clock.
I got some things... Cuckoo, yeah, cuckoo clock is right.
Cuckoo clocker stand.
What they want?
Yeah. That's like Funny Farm. I had a friend that wanted to name a farm Funny Farm.
There was a farm up in Illinois. I believe it's Illinois, Ohio.
Named Funny Farm. Oh, I think that's funny.
You got him? All right, my man's talking to, I think he's talking to Charlie over here now. Let's see.
Yeah, we can find out about Successful Dan's retirement. Hey, while we're waiting for that, what do you think about
What? About the Friday night fights over at Churchill Downs with Dale Romans and Indian Charlie.
Oh, well, I've never been a real Indian Charlie fan, you know.
Me neither, but... I'm going
to... I think I'd pick somebody a little to get in fight with. And
I wouldn't be throwing the first punch at anybody. But anyway...
No, that's what my daddy told me. Always better to make a good run than a bad stand.
Exactly. I learned a lot from these horses. Run away as fast as you can.
Yeah.
But I suggested that what they should do is one of these Friday nights at Churchill Downs, they should have a three-rounder. All and right. Do it as a benefit for old friends.
Yeah.
Put the gloves on. Do it right.
All right. We're going to play a Sally Van service here, and we're going to see if we can get a hold of Charlie LaPresti now. Okay? All right.
Sally Van service. That the folks at Sally Van service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All right. Well, I believe I have Charlie LaPresti on with me right now. And, Charlie, where are you? Churchill Downs?
Oh, I'm actually leaving Keeneland to go to my farm, and then I'm headed to Churchill. We got three horses in this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Well, if I'd known that, I'd have you stop by here. I thought sure you'd be in Churchill Downs. I tried to get in touch with you a couple of times, and I checked the entries, and you always had something in. So,
yes, sir.
I knew you had something better to do than... then talk to me.
I told him I'd be glad to do it. If I could do it over the phone, that would be great.
Well, I was going to get a tape, buy myself a tape recorder and come down because I want to see your farm. You're down at Athens, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I thought Scotty Basler owned all that property down there.
Well, he owns a good part of it.
What do you call your farm?
Forest Lane Farm.
Forest Lane Farm. How long you had that down there, Chuck?
Oh, we've been down there for 20-something years now.
Oh, well, newcomer.
22 years, actually.
Newcomer.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was reading somewhere today that Successful Dan's retired.
Yes, sir. He has turned out in a field out there in front of my house, actually.
I guess he's got a home for life there.
Yeah, he does. He's turned out with two other old racehorse geldings that we had for a client of ours, and that's we're going to call that the gelding field.
Okay. You're getting bad as Michael Bowen over here. Successful Dan, it seems like he could have won $2,000 with him. He won $998,000. I mean, he just came up a little short there.
Yeah, he did. I mean, it's unfortunate. He should have won the Whitney last year. That was an unfortunate thing. And
he should have, Charlie. I was there that day. I couldn't believe it. This horse had more bad luck in that race, and still we finished second, right?
Yes, sir. I think he was beaten ahead or something. Jeez. He had the worst luck. But, you know, he's been a really good horse and probably in his own right as good as Wise Dan. He's just been plagued with soundness issues all his life. He's had an XYZ ligament that always, just mordial ligament that always crops up just about when he's really good and it gets the bug in him. And we finally decided this year that it was time to retire him. He's not unsound in any way, but that ligament has started to get some inflammation. And if you push on him too much, you wind up tearing it or something, it would not be a very good ending. So we'd like to have him around for some type of show horse or jumper or lead pony. He'll have a good life. We're just going to give him some time off and then try to do something with him of that nature.
Well, how's the big horse doing? How's Wise Dan doing now?
Well, he's doing awesome. I tell you what, he's galloping every day now. Actually got the go-ahead from the Dr. Hopper at Root and Riddle. We were going to wait for 4 weeks to start tack walking him, and he looked so good that he said 3.5 weeks, go ahead and put the tack on him. So we were tack walking him at our farm for a week. We jogged him for a week, and now he's back here at Keeneland, and he's jogging and galloping.
Well, he's how long did you have to wait to get a horse like that, Charlie?
Well, I've been doing this for a long time. I forget how many years, and he's been a dream come true. I never would have expected to ever have a horse like him.
Yeah, you raised him there, didn't you?
Well, he was actually foaled at Patcham Wilkes Farm. That's where Mr. Finn keeps his mares. But he was sent to us after he was, I guess he was just a long yearling. short yearling. I mean, he was probably just a couple of months after being weaned or something like that. We got him. I can't remember exactly.
Where is he now? Where you got him?
He's a Keeneland.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yep. No, he's a Keeneland. He's galloping every day.
Using the training track out there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've had a wonderful run with that horse, and I've got to mention it here. Doc Steve Alday's on his way down here, but you've been running him on Reborn and Lubricine both, haven't you?
Yeah, he just gets the Reborn. He's on the Reborn. That's what he's on. He's been on it for, I don't know, 3 years or so now.
Is that? Do you use it on the farm too?
We use it on a lot of, we use it on a lot of our horses. Not much on the farm, mostly at the racetrack.
Uh huh. Yeah, well, that you find that it really helps, build up their immune systems, I guess.
I think it does, especially where these horses have to travel around a lot and go from racetrack to racetrack. Like horse like Wise Dan, I mean, you always want to take every hold, and I think it really helps it. It makes them look good. Their coats look better. They look healthier.
Yeah, and I see if you'd have used the Lubricine also, successful Dan would have hit that $1 million mark.
Well, I'll ask Dr. Alday that next time I see him.
I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you.
Oh, he will.
Yeah. We have a couple of mutual friends. Of course, Dr. Murray West, you know Murray.
Yeah, he was at the barn this morning, actually.
Is that right? He's always, he's my doctor.
He was out there taking pictures of Wise Dan this morning.
Charlie, I think the best picture, one of the best picture headshots I've ever seen he took of Wise Dan, and he's got it hanging up in his offices in Paris, so, and it's of Wise Dan.
I've got that picture in my living room. It says, after the glory.
Have you ever seen a better headshot than that?
I don't think I've ever seen a better shot than that of Wise Dan. It is really Wise Dan, true and true. Well, looks like it almost come alive in your house.
Absolutely. I haven't seen a better headshot of any horse than that, to tell you the truth. You got a gorgeous eye.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, Dr. Doug Byers is a mutual friend of ours.
Oh, Dr. Byers is my best buddy. I tell you what, he and I have gone back, I don't know how long we go back. He has been, I don't know how many horses that he has saved for me over the years, and he's just a very, very dear friend. I can't say enough good things about Dr. Byers.
Me either. Love the guy. He used to be a regular on the show until he had these health problems. Went to see him just the other day. Had a nice visit with him. I've been remiss this week. I've had eye surgery this week, and they won't let me drive. But and my chauffeur, which is my wife, she's otherwise occupied,
Yeah, Dr. Byers has that wonderful picture that you signed for him of Wise Dan right there in his right where you can see it every day.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've gone right before he went to the Mayo Clinic there. I went and spent, a couple afternoons with him. We had lunch with him and talked about a lot of things and about horses and stuff and what a fine, fine veterinarian and good friend he is.
Well, he's a better person than he was a vet, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he's just a great guy. If you got anything out of Lisa Danielle now?
Well, I got a filly. Her name's Enchanting Lisa, and I've got an Affleet Alex, 2-year-old filly, and we won with the half-brother Casino Dan the other day at Churchill.
Okay, well, Mary still in business?
Well, no, she slipped her More Than Ready colt this year, and she's retired.
Okay, well, what's she going on? I guess she's 20.
Oh, she's 21 or 2 or something like that.
Yeah, she's by a horse that a lot of people don't remember, but named Wolf Power.
Yep, out of the Secretary of Matter.
Yeah, the second dam you would know. I was going to bring that up. Wolf Power was a South African horse. It was a pretty good kind of a racehorse, but he didn't do much at stud. But, although I think she won, didn't she?
Yeah, no, she won some races.
Yeah, didn't break up racing there. When are you going to really get serious with him again?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to gallop him here a couple more weeks, go slow and easy with him, and maybe right before I leave Keeneland, I'll let him stretch his legs a little easy, half mile on that training track, nothing too serious, and then he'll head to Saratoga.
Going to Saratoga. What are you going to point him for?
Well, we're looking at the four-star Dave in August or the Bernard Baruch in August, and if that doesn't work, then we'll run him in the Woodbine Million, and if that doesn't work, then we'll run him in the Shadwell Turf Mile and when we come back to Keeneland.
Well,
but we got to get him out of here because, you know, they're redoing our racetrack, and that little 5/8 of a mile track, it's a very nice, a very safe track, but a horse of his caliber and as big strided as he is, he needs a little bit more ground to get over to get ready for these great ones.
I was hoping, I mean, we do this show from over at the Thoroughbred Center. I was hoping you were going to come over here.
Well, you know, we talked about it, but we got a barn in Churchill, and it was better for us to be at Churchill with all our runners and have the bulk of our horses stay at Keeneland where we're used to being.
Yeah, well, I can see that. You know, I can see that. Tell me a little bit, how many acres you got down in Athens?
We got a little bit over 200 acres altogether.
Yeah. What do you do, Donnie? You breed anything of your own?
Well, we breed a few mares. We break a lot of yearlings for people, and I keep a lot of my racehorses there in the winter and give them some time off. We've got an indoor arena and some round pens. It's just a country farm. It's nothing fancy. It's not, you don't see chandeliers in the cupolos. Actually, we don't have them. You know, it's nothing like some of these big fancy farms, but it's a good, safe farm, and it's good for horses, and they don't know the difference anyway. As long as they got clean straw and fresh hay and water, they're okay.
I haven't been down that way in a long time. Are there any other farms close by?
Well, our neighbor's Riley McDonald, Eden Sales, is right next to us.
Well,
John Mayer, a good friend of mine, is right down the street from us, nursery place. So yeah, there's some good farms out in our area.
I didn't know Riley had moved down there, but thank goodness. Because
he's my neighbor right next door to me. We all bought that farm together and put it in the PDR program. It was going to be bought and subdivided. So we bought that farm, and Riley built some barns, and we got an indoor barn, and we refurbished the tobacco barn. So we added it to some of our other land.
My goodness. I'll have to come down there and look around. Been so long since I've been down there.
You can get them down there and you can go to Halls on the River and have your some beer cheese.
Oh, yeah. I love beer cheese. Say nothing of beer. All right. Well, Charlie, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor to be on your show. And tell Dr. Alday I said hello.
All right. He's supposed to be here in a few minutes, so we'll...
I go down to his arena there a couple times a week. I was just there the other night, and we were team rope, and he's got a roping arena there, and I went over there the other night and roped with him.
Is that right?
Yep.
I didn't know you all were involved in that roping. Man, you got a little cowboy in you.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Well, I'm originally from New York.
Well, hell, there's no cowboys in New York.
There's a few more than you think.
Okay. All right. Well, I think they just arrived, so I'll put them on now.
And all right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. Charlie, I met you at Dr. Byers' birthday party. I'm looking forward to meeting you again, and we'll get you on here live one of these days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, First Defense and Mizzen Mast, standing at Judmont Farm, have demonstrated their ability to sire runners of the highest quality. First Defense is the sire in his first crop of Closed Hatches, an Eclipse Award finalist in 2013 and the leading contender for an Eclipse Award this year. She recently defeated Eclipse Award winner Beholder and Eclipse Award finalist Princess of Silmar in the Grade 1 $1 million Ogden Fifth Stakes at Belmont, her fourth Grade 1 victory. Undefeated in 2014, Closed Hatches has earned over $2,382,000. Another first crop runner by First Defense is Dun Donnell, a Group Stakes winner in Great Britain. Dun Donnell's full sister broke her maiden in Great Britain on June 21, and First Defense is also the sire of a pair of impressive recent two-year-old winners abroad. Tom Berlane in his first start in Ireland, and Lieutenant Caffey in his first start in Great Britain. Mizzen Mast has sired six Grade 1 stakes winners, the winners of three Grade 1 Breeders' Cup races, and he has the distinction of having sired the winners of two Grade 1 Breeders' Cup races in the same year. Now booking for 2014, 15, I should say. Now booking for 2015. Call Gary DeRocher and Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Hey, Michael, sit down and talk with sit down and talk with Steve when he comes on here.
Okay, great.
Morning, Kathy.
Hi, Arsene.
Horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers have won 87 stakes in 2014. Two were added in to the list this past weekend. Longview Drive won $100,000 Oak Tree Handicap. He was bred by Winchell Thoroughbreds and raised at Winchell Family's Corinthian Farm. And Divine Gift, winner of the Zenyatta Stakes at Rio Doso, was bred by Brett Jones and raised at Airdrie Stud. Congratulations to the folks at Corinthian and Airdrie. 52 of the 89 stakes winners won by runners raised on McCauley Feeds were graded stakes winners and 10 grade one. So they're especially proud that the 1-2-3 finishes in the classic grade one Kentucky Oaks were raised on McCauley products. Facts speak for themselves. For more information on the McCauley products and the free services provided with every bag of feed you purchase, call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. See the website at McCauleyBros.com. You're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway. In Versailles, Daily Racing Form, Sunday edition, now on your newsstands. And it's great. Of course, it's the Daily Racing Form. It's the Bible of racing. It's they've always got wonderful articles in there by great writers, you know, and they run this all the way through the week. If you go to drf.com/breathing today on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you also get articles. Some of them by John Sparkman, which are always good. And they give you Broodmares of the Week and Danny Oldman's Pedigree Handicapping Column, Buyer's Sire Profile, so forth. It's very informative. Daily Racing Form, you can buy it today at your newsstands or go down to Churchill Downs and put a little money on the floor there. Day Hare is the sire of the 2014 stakes winner. Oh, okay. I'm through. I got so damn many things to do here. I don't know what to do. I got Steve Alday in here.
Yeah, Dr. Alday here.
Dr. Alday. Doc, how you doing this morning?
Good, good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I see that you made the paper.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, and it wasn't in the blot or the blot section there for a new arrest or anything, so that's good.
Okay. I always tell people, they say, you know, your name's awful familiar. I said, you must have been reading posters in the post office. You know, well, congratulations on helping out over at Old Friends. We really appreciate it.
Oh, that's such a pleasure. We've had a lot of success with them. And, we went over, actually, my daughter and I went over and looked at a couple of horses that were patients of mine. Denard, who I knew from the first crop of Strawberry Road, I worked for Alan Paulson. We went out and visited him yesterday. And he's been on our product Reborn, so it's really helped him kind of revitalize him. He looked really good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's put a lot of weight on. And we went and saw an old buddy of mine, a horse called Prized, that I worked on around when I actually first met Neil Drysdale.
Is that right?
Yeah, and actually, he's pretty unique horse. I mean, you know, and I sent a picture of myself visiting with him, and my daughter sent it to me, and then we sent it over to Barry Irwin, because Barry was one of the partners with Jeff Siegel and Team Clover and Metalark, or the place in Florida. I can't remember the name of the farm there, LaCroix owns, and they were all partners on the horse. But anyway, as it turned out, you know, he had a pretty phenomenal career. And
yeah, he won $1 million some odd.
About a couple million, actually.
Did he really?
Yeah, about $2.2 million, I think he won. And then he actually, his first official start on turf, he won the Breeders' Cup Turf at Gulfstream Park. So that's pretty phenomenal.
First run on the turf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cost me a fortune. He's the only horse.
He would remember that, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would. I remember the horses. He remembers the gambles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, another cool thing. One night a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't sleep. I woke up and it was like 2:30 in the morning. I turned on HRTV and they were replaying the 89 Breeders' Cup that Prize won.
Yeah.
And Prize came out of, I think, the 8 hole or the 9 hole. And Sunshine Forever, my favorite horse on the farm. Then he came out of the 8 or the 9. Well, they were in the gates together in 1989, and when they came to Old Friends, they were in adjoining paddocks.
Yeah,
you know, 20 something years later.
That's the first horse you sold me an interest in.
Sunshine Forever.
Yeah, he hustled.
He's phenomenal. He was phenomenal. Yeah, for $100, best $100 you ever spent.
Oh, you got that right. He was probably the last, maybe Brian's time or whatever, but he was the last real big horse I ever burned in this country.
Right? I think so, yep. Yeah. And Brian's time went Darby to Japan,
Dan.
Too.
It was a Darby Dan horse.
Yeah. And he ended up going over to, didn't he go to Japan for a while?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. That's where we got him.
Yeah.
Yep. Doc, you've got a farm down in Shelbyville.
Yes, sir. Sure do.
Beautiful place down there.
Yeah. Well, Charlie Lopresti comes over and spends some time with us in the evenings when we rope. So we feel privileged to have him come with us. And we leave him alone. We don't ask him about horses or handicapping or anything. But we always ask how Wise Dan's doing.
Yeah.
And I've known Charlie a long time. Actually, I first met Charlie when he was breaking babies at Brookside Farm for Ted Carr and Mr. Paulson at Brookside.
Well, I didn't know he came up under Ted.
Yeah, he was working there.
Oh, boy, he came up under a good one.
Oh, yeah. Ted, him and actually Charlie and Mac Carr broke all the babies back then.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, see, I knew Ted before Mac was even born.
Sure.
In fact, we went to school together.
No kidding.
Yeah, high school. Yeah. They were back in, you know.
Yeah,
today,
we
back today.
Oh, yeah. A couple of years ago.
Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah, it's a great horseman.
Yeah, phenomenal. I mean, knows the business well, knew the stands well, ran the farm well. I mean, just Ted was pretty much an A to Z consummate horseman. Before Mr. Paulson, he was over at Domino, and just he'd been to a lot of places and done a lot of things and done very well.
So. Mm-hmm. He had Poplar Hill for a while. Yeah. I met him standing Olden Times and those horses.
Way back when,
For Rex Ellsworth. And, and he had the first automatic hot walker in this county, I believe. You know.
Yeah, smart move.
Oh, yeah. You
kept
know,
on the labor costs.
Yeah, exactly. He knew exactly what he was doing. You practiced racetrack. You made the...
My whole career, yeah.
Whole career, yeah. Where are you from?
Originally from Texas.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm a native Texan, Texas A&M graduate, both undergraduate and vet school. And I did one little short stint at Texas Tech. But since then, and you know, the really kind of funny part about it is I've never practiced a day in my life. I got my license. My first vet license was in Texas, and I never used it, never practiced there. And I came right out and went to New York. Right out of school, and then went to New Jersey, then back to New York, and then Florida, and Kentucky, Illinois, and California. Yeah. Louisiana, I never played there
well,
in between
race
with racetracks.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I didn't have it when I was there, so they were a little too slow on the draw for me, so I moved on.
Somebody else dating themselves.
Yeah.
Well, you still practice owners, don't you?
Well, for a few outfits. I mean, I have the pleasure of working for a couple of really good clients. Todd Pletcher is my number one man. I do a lot of lameness work for him and go through and evaluate horses for him in New York and in Saratoga and Florida in the winter and whenever he needs me. So if he calls, I come. And Tony Dutrow at Fairhill.
Yeah.
And then also at Belmont, he has a division there.
Yeah.
And then also I do a lot of work for Barry Irwin and Team Valor.
Yeah.
Because they have their base out of Fairhill as well. And a few here and there for some friends. Tom Proctor, I still do quite a bit of work for him.
Okay.
Tom's a good friend. I've worked for him going on my fourth decade now. So
is that right?
Known him since the 80s.
Uh-huh.
So, and I've worked for him since then. And when he first came to Arlington, when it reopened, I did his work up there. And then I worked for him in California and in New York and then here in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So he's a good friend and we've had a lot of luck together.
Yeah. Well, I know that the Lubricin and Reborn are two products that you developed. How did you get into that?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to blame the Lubricin on Frank Strine because he used to always tell me that you know, and I won't mock him or anything like that, but I used to really be able to imitate him really well. So, but he always used to say, Steve, you know, these vet pills with this HA and injections, that's expensive. He says, you know, you ought to come up with a way to get this in these horses and not, you know, be so expensive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I thought about it. I said, you know, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I started playing around with it. Actually, during the year that I was with him, we started coming up with a formulation of high molecular weight hyaluronic acid in hydrated form in order to see if it would be absorbed, if we saw a clinical difference, if we could help horses. And then, surprisingly enough, one of the first outfits that I picked up that I was working for was Dale Romans.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing Dale's work, his lameness work, in 1999. The year after I was a manager and racing manager and veterinarian for Strine's outfit. And Dale we put half a barn on it and half a barn without it, and we evaluated the different injection rates, things like this, and we started having some pretty good results. So Dale started putting everything on it, and surprisingly enough, that side of the barn just happened to have Kitten's Joy and Roses of May on it.
Uh-huh.
And Kitten's Joy was a maiden when he started on the product, and he's been on it ever since. Even Ken Ramsey actually told me yesterday that that horse has been on Luberson even through his stud career. He still maintains it, to maintain him, keep him solid. Man.
Yeah.
And then
he bought most of it in our gift shop.
Yeah. Well, he came through the other day, I guess. And you know, Ken told me in 2004 that he had a knee that was bothering him, and he had said that, you know, he was a candidate for a knee replacement. So he was limping around, and he goes, "Boy, my knee's really bothering me." You know, he said, "What about that stuff?" So Dale said, "Hey, you know, can y'all try some of this stuff, you know, that we give the horses?" So Ken started on it, and he's been on it ever since, and he's never gotten the knee replacement.
I want to ask you about that. I got to take a little break here and pay a bill, but I want to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Just pertaining to that.
All right.
Well, De Haer is the sire of the 2014 Stakes winner Mamduha, winner this year of the Ruthless Stakes at Aqueduct, of the Cicada Stakes at Aqueduct, of the 2013 running of the Gin Talking Stakes at Laurel, and a 4/5 career starts with 1 second for earnings of over $230,000. He's the sire of the 2014 Stakes winner Our Caravan, winner of the $155,000 Call to Derby, and of more than $182,000. He is the sire of Gypsy Robin, winner of the Grade 2 Raven Run at Keeneland, the Grade 2 Beaumont at Keeneland, of the Sorority at Monmouth, the inaugural stakes at Presque Isle, last year's CERF stakes at Del Mar. He was second in the Grade 1 test. She was second in the Grade 2 Thoroughbred Club of America stakes, and she earned $598,900. 17% stakes sources for De Haer. De Haer, winner of the Grade 1 Cigar Mile, the Grade 2 Jerome, and a son of the elite sire Awesome Again, stands at Shadwell Farm. Watch for the De Haer yearlings at the sales this year. And for more information on the stallions at Shadwell Farm, get in touch with stallion manager Ken Barnes at 859-224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
Well, the first foals by Drosselmeyer yearlings, 5, 3 colts and 2 fillies, are scheduled to be sold at the Fazy Tip in Kentucky July sales. And Drosselmeyer broke his maiden by 6 as a 2-year-old at Churchill, went on to win 2 of the world's most coveted stakes, the Grade 1 $1 million Belmont and the Grade 1 $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic, a rare double, also completed by AP Indy Unbridled and Sunday Silence. Drosselmeyer is the son of champion sire Distorted Humor, the sire of the winners of all 3 Triple Crown races, and just last weekend, he was the sire of 2 more stakes winners in Great Britain. 2-year-old filly named Cursory Glance won the Group 3 Albany Stakes at Royal Ascot, and a 4-year-old filly Windfire won the Scurry Stakes at Sandown. Retired with earnings of over $3,788,000, Drosselmeyer is out of the Grade 1 stakes winner and multiple stakes producer Golden Ballet. Stands for $15,000, doing a full stands of nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, Kyle Wilson. 873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. All right, I'm talking to Dr. Steve Allday here, and he makes a product called Luberson. I can't remember it, but I take it. What I wanted to ask you.
I have to give it to you.
Take your medicine. Am I taking the same stuff to give the horses, or is it different for people?
Well, it's essentially the same in all mammals. The same thing that you take would be the same thing that your horse would take, would be the same thing that your dog would take. It's a little different formulation, a little higher concentration for humans.
Oh, okay.
But, and we flavor the human, but the difference.
Yeah, it doesn't taste bad at all.
No, it's actually got a little, it's a natural flavor, but there's no sugar in it.
Okay.
It has no glycemic index, so therefore, if you're a diabetic, it's not a problem for you. But I take the grape is what I take as well. Yeah.
We take, Jackie's bought a whole case of it.
Yeah.
We You're preaching to the choir here. I think everybody here is, except Resi, and he's too damn young.
He's too young yet.
Yeah.
He'll be begging for it soon.
See, Kathy got a picture. Actually, my wife got it, put it on. We had a little contest the other night at the night that Charlie Lopresti came over, and we had a shoot dogging contest, and a young guy that's been in his early 30s or late 20s basically picked a steer out and grabbed it, and it kind of got away from him. Of course, I set him up. I gave him a real fast one, and then I got a young
fix was in
a little bit of a smaller younger bull, and I went out there and grabbed him around the horns and flopped him. So so Liberson keeps me running with the young guys.
You started doing that, well, I guess, in Texas, huh?
Yes, I did. When I was in high school. Yeah, I did. In high school and college, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What else did you do in the rodeo?
Well, actually, I team roped, and I did a little bit of calf roping, but I actually steer wrestled some. Because at that point in time, I was young. I was in high school, 18, and weighed probably roughly around 190 pounds. So, I was in pretty good shape then. Not a good idea, because the first rodeo I went to, I got a check in the steer dog, and I got the right steer. And the next one, basically, I had one set up, and I came off over in front of him, and then he trampled over me.
Oh.
So that was the end of my steer dog career.
That's kind of like steeplechasing.
Yeah, worse.
Yeah, right.
Because hopefully they don't run on top of you afterwards.
Yeah, really. You know what you're telling people now? You're a little bit on the nutty side.
I learned a lesson. Okay. I live by a lesson now for the rest of my life.
You okay?
Never jump off a perfectly good horse unless you absolutely have to.
Okay. Well, that's a good lesson. That's like these outriders tell these riders. If one runs off,
stay on.
That's fine. Well, like I say, you're preaching to the choir as far as those products goes. And I guess you're doing real well with them, the clients you've got.
Yeah. Well, we've had good luck. Todd has every horse on both Reborn and Luberson.
Uh-huh.
Tony Dutrow, same thing. There's a lot of big outfits. And, like I said, I think the record speaks for itself. Todd's, certainly a great trainer, and he's got a great program. But, I mean, you'd say, by virtue of the fact that he's get over twice what the second place guy behind him made in earnings this year, I'd say he's pretty much dominating the training ranks again this year. So. That's always a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when are you going up to Saratoga, Steve?
I'll be going up probably roughly, give or take, a few days a week before.
Okay. Starts, you going up to practice or going up to play?
I go up to practice, yeah. I don't go to play. Yeah.
Don't
I
you?
Just go up and work and leave. Yeah.
Work and leave.
Yeah. Look over horses, examine.
That's no fun, is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have to say this, and it's not just because Dr. Alday's here. To go out to the field and watch him talk about some of these horses and remembering what they were like when they were racing, and him remembering in a very detailed fashion, what might have compromised their careers, and seeing how those particular injuries have manifested themselves, he's got an amazing memory, and he's really helped our horses an enormous amount.
Well, I want to ask you one more question and let you go.
Sure.
What's the best horse you ever traded?
Best horse I ever treated. Whew, man, I tell you one thing. There's a few that have jumped up, and I guess I'm probably supposed to say AP Indy, because he was special from the. You could tell.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed. I don't even think about. I mean, when I first met the horse, I never knew that he was the highest priced yearling coming through the summer sale and all that, and $2.9 million, whatever. I mean, you hear about it later. And at the time I saw him, he was a yearling. And both he and a Fappiano colt were both there at Drysdale's barn. And they ended up shipping that horse over to Japan. And that was AP Jet.
Okay.
And AP Indy stayed in this country. And then he got broke right over here with Bill Harrigan. And Bill started him.
I didn't know Bill broke him.
Yeah, Bill broke him, yeah. He got him started. And so I've got a good connection with Bill. I think the world of him. I send clients to him all the time. And but he was special, and he was he was tough, and he got the job done, and he kept getting better and better. Denard was always one of my favorites. I first crop of Strawberry Road, I worked privately.
Love that horse.
He was a special horse.
Yeah.
First grade one winner. Actually, there were three grade one winners all in the first crop of Strawberry Road, which was Frey's filly called Fauda that won the Hollywood Oaks, and then the Spinster.
I believe he won grade one stakes in four different countries.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
He was a pretty phenomenal horse.
Yes, he was. He died much too young, but he was a hell of a stud horse.
But he was out of a really special mare, that's Altea. Now, she was a little goofy, but, you know, she was a good producer. And then, of course, Fauda was out of a kind of a very modest mare, a rare brick mare. And then we had the mother of Denard was a mare that Mr. Paulson known, a bold bitter mare. And she was pretty special herself. She's produced a bunch of stuff. She produced Eliza,
yeah,
which is a champion and a Breeders' Cup winner. And so it's, you know, I know the families well, but I guess APND, Palace Malice is kind of special.
Ah.
He's okay.
You're just getting a little more recent.
Yeah, well, you know, because, you know, Todd always said he was a really good horse. He said, I got a good one in this one. He was right.
Yeah.
So
running out of time. Yes, I wish y'all could have got here a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we got a little traffic today.
We need a phone number and contact stuff.
Well,
oh, yeah.
For Luberson and Reborn, you can contact us at 800-901-8498 or go to the website, and you can go to Luberson.com or Reborn.com, and they can help you out and tell you the advantages. A lot of good guys. Mike Maker's another one.
Yeah.
You know, top 10 trainer in the country, has everybody on Luberson and Reborn, and we're happy for him, proud of him. And, of course, he's a big Ken Ramsey man, so.
There you go.
Yeah, Ken.
Ken uses it.
That's how he gets to lead those horses back after the races.
California.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you got Moody's picks for the. Okay, good. Steve Moody. Well, we'll get to you next week. We ran out of time, my friend. Thank you, Dr. Alden.
Thanks, sir.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
And
happy trails to you, Urs.
I'd like to get you on for longer, and.
We'll get here a little earlier next time.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, you don't know all these horses and everything. It's fun to listen to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Let me see here. I've got to be a couple of things to wrap it up. The first 4 2-year-olds to start from the first crop by Warriors Reward all won their first starts. All 4 won maiden specials. All 4 won at major tracks. Leatrice, winner of her career debut at Pimlico by 3 3/4 lengths, made her second start last weekend at Belmont. She was second in Astoria. Unbridled Reward, she won her first time out by 7 3/4 lengths at Churchill, then ran second in her next start in the Debutante Stakes. The first 3 to win were fillies, and the first colt to start was Warriors by Warriors Reward was Bad Reed Sanchez. He won his first start on June 20 and made him special at Santa Anita by an eye-popping 10 lengths. Here's what the chart had to say that day. Bad Reed Sanchez had good early speed and dual inside, inched away approaching mid-stretch, and drew off under a moderate hand ride and a long hole late. 4 starters, 4 winners of their career debuts, all 4 major tracks. 2 fillies which had placed in stakes at Belmont and Churchill Downs, plus a colt that won by 10 first time out. Can't remember a freshman sire with a start like that. Maybe Bull Ruler. I'll have to do a little bit of research about that. Take a good look at the yearlings at the upcoming sales by Warriors Reward. Stands at Spendthrift Farm. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker. 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpencerFarm.com. All righty. Let me get this list here for the KTA of Kentucky bred winners from last week's racing. The King Edward Grade 3 at Woodbine went to Grand Arch. That's the son of Arch, bred by Hunter Valley Farm and S. Hillen. The Summertime Oaks Grade 2 out at Santa Anita, JoJo Warrior. That's a 3-year-old filly by Pioneer of the Nile, bred by Zayat Stables. The Victoria Park Stakes up in Woodbine went to Conquest Top Gun, another Pioneer of the Nile. This one bred by Dixiana Farm, my old home place. The Monmouth Park, the Red Cross Stakes. Red Cross was bred by Dixiana Farm. Miss Mary B. Fisher, incidentally, they named this race after her. Lady Sibelia won it, four-year-old filly by Majestic Warrior, bred by Frank P. Right, the Wild Applause Stakes at Belmont Park went to Walk Close, bred by Brookdale Farm, with Jack Swain and John and Sarah Kelly. The Roxalana Stakes at Churchill Downs, winner was Speeding Through the City, bred by Mr. Joe Parker. The Opelousa Stakes at Evangeline went to Malibu Yankee, bred by Beaverstone Farm. That's a mare by Malibu Moon. The Zenyatta Stakes out at Ruidoso went to Divine Gift. That's a Divine Park filly bred by Brett Jones over at Airdrie Stud. The Land of Lucy Stakes at Santa Anita went to Enchanting Lady. Taylor the Cat bred by Randall Family Trust and the David and Mary. That's David and Marilyn Randall. The Oak Tree Handicap at Oak Tree out in California Longview Drive on that by Pulpit, bred by Winchell Thoroughbreds. And the Oak Tree at Pleasanton went to the BetAmerica.com Oaks, was won by Amaranth, bred by Alan Poindexter and Mark Mahal. One more, the Singletary Stakes at Santa Anita. It was Home Run Kitten, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. Steve Moody's picks for the Bashford Manor, 4-2-1, 4-2-1 for the Firecracker, 1-5-4. And Moody be back for the Saratoga. They're off. He's off next week, but he'll be back in 2 weeks. Sorry about that, Steve. Just a busy, busy show. Running out of time. You'll be able to pick this up on a podcast. Go to the UrsulEllisHorseTales.com, and we'll talk to you next week.